Seeing inside historic city residences can often tell tales not just about how people lived, but how whole neighbourhoods were born and shaped. Across New York, there exist countless stories of the city's migrant population that lay behind regular doors on regular streets that normally might go unnoticed. You're listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle production brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. In this episode, Mandy Sinclair takes us on a tour through the home of a New York couple from the 1860s and unpacks their story.
New York City's Tenement Museum isn't a regular history museum. It's a lively place where captivating storytellers share insight into the lives of the building's former residents. Located at 97 and 103 Orchard Street in the Lower East Side, the five-story tenement buildings were often the first places immigrants arriving in America called home. Today, as part of the Tenement Museum, the museum's storytelling guides share tales of working-class people not found in history books, and the struggles, neighborhood changes, and hardships they endured, alongside feelings of hope as well. But ultimately, what's highlighted here are stories of immigration, waves of Eastern Europeans, Chinese, Jewish Holocaust survivors, Puerto Rican migrants, Italians, Germans, and Irish Catholics who migrated to America in the late 19th and early 20th century, and the rich tapestry created as a result. The tour I opted for led me into the 97 Orchard Street location. The building, with former Schneider's Saloon on the ground floor and the subject of an entire tour, housed 4 three-room apartments per floor. This particular tenement was in use from 1863 to 1935 when the building was completely boarded up and stayed that way for 53 years. In 1988, the Tenement Museum opened, and in 1996, the 97 Orchard Street location was purchased. My guide shared that stepping inside the long-shuttered building was like stepping into a time capsule, though one that was in a state of disrepair. Nevertheless, original paintings of rural scenes remained intact on the ground floor entrance hallways. Dark lighting, narrow passageways, and rickety staircases provide a sense of what it may have been like to wander the halls 100 years ago. While some of the apartments hold the museum's permanent exhibits, others seemingly remain untouched since the last families and residents moved out. The museum's newest tour, The Union of Hope, 1869, captured my attention as it's the museum's first tour shedding light on the city's black community in the 1800s, a time of great societal changes, the American Civil War, the abolishment of slavery, the introduction of the 14th and 15th Amendments, to name a few. And throughout the 75-minute tour, we learn about one couple in particular, Joseph and Rachel Moore. Alongside a mix of local city residents and those who were spending a weekend in the city from other states, my group and I climbed to the fourth floor apartment where we discussed, together, what life might have been like for Joseph and Rachel in 1863. But the story of their connection to this building has an interesting twist. When researching city archives, museum staff found one Joseph Moore. He was Irish and lived in the building we are visiting. Next on the ledger was another Joseph Moore. But next to his name was the indication colored. Unlike other tours where former building residents are highlighted, our guide informed us that Joseph and Rachel didn't actually live in the tenement building on the Lower East Side. In fact, there were no records that indicate that any black people lived in the tenement buildings we are visiting. Instead, Rachel and Joseph lived on Lawrence Avenue, a street known today as West Broadway, in the 8th District, today's Soho. At the time of their residency at this address, the 8th District was home to the largest population of black New Yorkers, approximately 8,000 people. To find out more about this couple in question, researchers and storytellers cast a critical eye over newspaper articles, maps, and eventually the Freedom's Journal to weave together a story of what life for black residents, Joseph and Rachel, would have been like. Joseph and Rachel were born free during a time when slavery was still legal in the United States, but abolished in New York. Joseph, hailing from Belvedere, New Jersey, and Rachel from Esopus, New York, met in New York City in 1863, the year of the draft riots in America. According to city registries, Joseph, a widower, worked as a waiter, perhaps in a restaurant in one of the summertime resorts nearby, and a coachman perhaps switched between these two jobs seasonally. Rachel, also a widower, but with four children, two of her own and two from her deceased husband's previous marriage, had worked as a washerwoman prior to her marriage to Joseph, but on this registry, she's noted as keeping house. One of her stepchildren worked as a seamstress. Jean Emanuel, a descendant of Joseph and Rachel's former neighbor on Lawrence Avenue, sent a letter in advance of the museum's opening in the 1980s and shares details of ancestors' shared tales of living in tenements and attending church services in the area, being pushed out by new immigrants, and the burning of orphanages during the Civil War riots. With the help of newspaper articles, the folks at the Tenement Museum created what the interior of their courtyard apartment on Lawrence Avenue, a building that has since been torn down, may have looked like. The recreated apartment sits on the fifth floor at 97 Orchard Street. Two rooms, one a living and sleeping space, and another, a kitchen, set up not only to accommodate the preparation of food, but washing hung up to dry, indicates that perhaps Rachel did indeed take in some washing for others. Equipment for her stepdaughter's seamstress business is also set up in the living space. In the same space, there are two beds that are also made up. On the mantel, over the fireplace, an image of Abraham Lincoln sits. The portrait of Lincoln is a direct inspiration from an article that was published in 1889 of Joseph's apartment in New Jersey, museum staff tell me. At that time, Joseph was not living with Rachel. And so while Joseph and Rachel may have never lived here on 97 Orchard Street, in the fifth floor apartment we are visiting, the one thing they do have in common with other stories shared throughout the building is the interconnectedness to other newcomers who arrived in New York City in the 1800s.
Tall Stories is a Monocle production from the team behind The Urbanist. This episode was written by Mandy Sinclair and produced and edited by David Stevens. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast to receive new episodes every week. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye. Thank you for listening, City Lovers.